This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it's 5:42, and that was The Lars with There She Goes. You're listening to The Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila, and we're joined now by Sean Tannis of the News Desk for Keep In View. I'm quite excited about today's story. So working long hours and putting in overtime has been an issue for many employees in different countries. And workers in Taiwan have been using a novel way to revolt against their employers. Sean, what is the story behind this?
Yeah, so this is, you know, as I would say, like a problem a lot of us have probably faced. And it's from a piece that BBC wrote. And so... you know, like all this overworking stuff, we all cope with different ways, right? So in Taiwan, workers use a very common practice. They are calling it ya miao. I hope that I'm pronouncing it correctly. So it means squeezing the second or cutting it really close. So basically, this is a culture of getting to work exactly on time. Not a bad thing, actually, being punctual, where being early is almost frowned upon. So if staff do arrive early, they sit outside the office and wait until it's exactly time to clock in. And no one really knows when this practice started, but the general consensus is if they have to stay back after work anyway, why bother coming in earlier than they have to? So, like I say, like it's frowned upon, right? So when... If let's say your colleague, you go in earlier than your colleagues because the rest of them are waiting, you are probably like not the most popular person at work lah. So according to a report by OECD, Taiwan's workforce has one of the highest average working hours in the world, and there is a lot of pressure for workers to continue working even after a shift is over. And even though the government has tried to limit the number of hours for overtime, there are also reports that officers or employers simply ask workers to go and punch the punch card, clock off, and then go back to your seat and continue your work, you see. So most experts have called this, you know, ya miao, or like the squeezing the second, sort of like an act of defiance to show their disapproval of long hours and also like being present at work. And especially among younger workers who are not, you know, happy earning the basic wage of about 3,000 ringgit, and also for the, you know, a lot of work that they are doing, the high amount of work they are doing. So it's become the most... sort of like the most effective way for staff to have some kind of control and also like to send a message to their bosses. And this is like, you know, like the passive aggressive way of revolting. And then sometimes you go to the pantry and then they put like this sign board that like, oh, don't worry, you don't have to wash the dishes because you are more important than others. You know, it's that kind of passive aggressiveness.
Can I just say that I've not heard the phrase ya miao, but the other one that I heard of was in the Philippines, they call it Honda. Oh. So meaning yes. You leave Honda dot. So it's like, yeah, it's like, are we going to Honda today? So it's kind of the opposite in that it's about when you leave, not when you arrive, but same principle, I think.
Also, I just wanted to say, I don't know if I appreciate all of this being called passive aggressive because I used to do it a lot, and not because I felt like my previous organization was being unfair, mostly just because for me personally, I felt I'm already spending so much time in the office. Mm. If I drive and I arrive there 10 minutes earlier, I'd rather read in my car or call a friend than to walk in and, you know, sit at my desk because I'm going to be there anyway. I never thought it was passive aggressive.
It's only passive aggressive when you do it collectively, I guess. If you do it on your own, maybe it's
start
just
a
you.
Movement yes. of people sitting in their cars doing nothing. It is almost like the office version of this revenge bedtime procrastination, right? But I guess if we can find one positive thing from the pandemic is that it's really highlighted this issue of work flexibility and in contrast of people being overworked. And I wonder if Taiwan's recent lockdown is going to have some impact on this.
Yeah, so this is actually, it could make all this like being present at work kind of culture all the time, you know, every day, you have to appear seen to be doing work, that kind of culture, like it's going to make it worse. And one of the NGO reps who was quoted in a BBC report says that currently, if you finish work on time, there is a perception that you haven't done enough. So there are instances where the work, you know, it does get completed within a set amount of time, but bosses might feel that you have had it too easy and that you don't do it enough. So, I mean, I sometimes feel like this has happened to me sometime in the past. So, like, I can kind of relate, relate to this, even at school when you do, you know, your homework or whatever, right? So, another thing is it's also a trust issue, because company owners have been known to sit at the back of the office so they can see what workers have on their computer screens. So in some places, colleagues are not even allowed to speak to each other. And access to mobile phones are limited. So you have to ask your supervisor, like, can I call my mom? That kind of thing. So it's kind of ridiculous. So I can see why they are passive aggressive about this. And now, since a lot of people are working from home, and I assume that this trust deficit that we are seeing now will just show its ugly side even more, because managers want to know, like, whether employees still engage with their work at home, whether they want workers to always signal that they are still doing their duties. So if anything, it's really just going to fuel this culture of squeezing the second, I guess. And experts have also called for officers to change the way supervisors are chosen, because this psychologist, organizational psychologist, his name is Professor Kerry Cooper. So he says that managers are generally chosen for their technical skills for getting things done. But if people with more emotional intelligence are in charge, then they can recognize who is coping with their workload and who is struggling, who's being left behind, and who's facing all these mental health issues and all that. So this could eventually, you know, feed into more flexible working patterns and also, like, reduce this need for this yam-yam or, like, squeezing the second culture. Very interesting things happening in Taiwan.
I'm sure it's happening
everywhere.
Yeah, I just think maybe only in Taiwan have they sort of
named it.
Just named it, but, you know, kind of collectively done it in a way like this. But I mean, we've talked a lot about overwork here on the show. I want to ask a new question. I'm kind of curious about how you arrive at work. What time do you arrive? Are you someone who is early? Are you punctual? Do you squeeze the second? Are you always a little bit late?
Did you use punch card in your...
I've never had a punch card.
I see. Okay. Yeah. So for me, it was I don't know, like, this is just the work culture in BFM that I don't know if others know, our listeners know. We don't have a punch card system at BFM. So when I first started working here, like, many years ago, the first day I asked somebody here, like, where do we punch, And then they say, like, no, we don't use punch cards here. I was like, what? Really? Seriously? And then they say, yeah, we are just adults, so we trust each other. We trust you to get your job done. So that was, like, very interesting. And even I know, like, even if I can come late, nobody's going to, like, hey, why you are late, like, a half an hour late, why you are going back early. So long your work is done and you do it well, I think that's fine, and I really appreciate that culture, actually. So I don't know. I don't know if how anyone else is doing it. Whether people are still using punch card system.
I suspect so. I think so.
Necessarily a bad thing.
Yeah.
Because I know I can't name my previous companies, but one of the places that I used to work, people do really. Even using the punch card is a problem because they ask their friends to punch for them. Mm. So, yes. And then, like, they have to buy them, like, cigarettes and stuff like that. So there's so many. So then it's like,
I know companies where you're required to check in via email at a particular time when you're working from home, but then they just send the email and go back to bed.
Exactly. So it's really, like, trusting the adults to do these things. So very interesting. I don't know. Maybe punch cards will be obsolete.
Let us know, what's the deal with your workplace in terms of what time you clock in or clock out? Is that still a thing even? And are you someone who squeezes the second, or do you just, show up early. You can, of course, call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.